I'm Martin George from Launceston in Tasmania, where I run a planetarium. I've been involved with the International Planetarium Society for many years. In fact, my first conference was in Borlänge in Sweden, way back in 1990. It's fascinating to think how things have changed in the planetarium industry over the years. In 1990, for example, many planetariums were still using slide projectors to enhance their shows. Now, so many more people are using digital projection systems, which have higher and higher resolution, sharpness, in other words, of the images. And we're feeling more and more like we're out under a real night sky. Of course, there are still manufacturers of traditional planetarium projectors. We call those optomechanical projectors, and they still produce a beautiful night sky as well. I'm lucky in Tasmania. I have both to ensure that my audiences have a great show. So we show them a digital show, and then we show them a program with the live program with the optomechanical projector. The IPS is continuing to go from strength to strength. We meet in many parts of the world. We've been in many different continents, and we are now looking to the future of the IPS and how we can improve things still further with professional development for planetarium people and all sorts of other enhancements within the society so that we have a truly global planetarium society.